Mr. Brandon Hawkins, my dear new friend, love your energy, love the vibe, love all that you got going on. I'm grateful that you're here with me on Prelusum.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, first question for you is simply, what is your business? What is CFO Hub?
CFO Hub is the world's greatest fractional accounting firm. So we solve for turnover with two things, really: turnover and accounting. So my bookkeeper, my controller, my CFO, they just left. They bounced on me. Great resignation. But the ship has to still keep moving. You still have to close out your books. You still have to operate your business. So we can deploy either on an interim basis, a project basis, or a permanent basis. The other side of the house is more strategic CFO stuff, where you're a well-funded startup and you're trying to figure out how to get from, you know, seed round to Series A or Series B. We can drop in or deploy strategic assets to help you do that, who have specific experience in your vertical. And we do that nationwide and also in London.
Perfect. Cover the country and international. I love that. Yeah. Who would you say your ideal clients, or who do you typically work with at CFO Hub?
We find ourselves working a lot with a well-funded startup. So I jokingly say, like, you can't come to me with a Nike shoebox full of receipts. I'm not your guy. I can refer you to somebody, certainly, and I will gladly do it. But yeah, well-funded startups who are looking and understand the importance of, you know, financial infrastructure, accounting infrastructure, and that are coachable. You know, we've got a 64 full-time experts. And so we love to coach. We love to share. I say free game. So we'd love to give that to you, but you have to be willing to receive and do something with it.
Absolutely. And with these well-funded startups, is there a specific type of startup or a specific vertical that you tend to live in?
Based on our headquarter geography in San Diego, we find ourselves in a lot of SaaS and fintech and bio. But over the last couple of years, we carved out a really interesting niche in the government contractor space, both the prime and the subs and the GSAs. There just are some nuanced accounting practices and some bid practices that you absolutely have to get right that are different from the commercial space. So those are kind of our big niches. We like nonprofits as well. But I would say, you know, out loud, we're industry agnostic.
Who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners, people that lead you to those well-funded startups?
People like you, just good people who talk to every damn body. But I'll tell you, we spend a lot of time in the PE and VC firm space. CPAs are wonderful for us because we can help them pregame for their work. And then as a former middle market banker myself, I get called upon by a lot of regional and local banks for, hey, great client, great story, want to lend them some money, but the books aren't perfect yet. Can you help there? So those are really great referral sources.
What would you say the ideal conversation is that you're looking to start with these prospective clients, these prospective startups that you get initially in contact with? What's that ideal conversation look like?
For me, it really revolves around almost like dating. It really revolves around, what can we do to add to your already awesome life? Like, what are you doing today and what do you want to do? Let's lever our expertise and our bandwidth in the space to get you there faster, smarter, with less bumps on the road. And then again, those who are interested also in top of funnel. I think so many times companies like mine and others sell or speak from their comp plan. So they talk to people about, how can I help you? But in the back of their mind, they're trying to sell you something. I think if we get away from speaking from our comp plan and speak more from an empathetic perspective, like, how can I help you? Like, I was you. We were a startup. We were three dudes in an office suite. So how can we help you grow that way, both infrastructure-wise and top of funnel? I'm talking to 800 CEOs a year. One of them needs your service. So let me also help put some money in your pocket. I think those are the types of conversations that I enjoy the most. And in my experience, I find that those are unfortunately unique in our space.
What would you say is currently missing in your industry right now?
Two things, and I know it's going to sound corny or very California, but empathy and speed. I think so many times, especially from my perspective, being a former banker and then working with a bunch of, I call affectionately, CPA nerds, they're also cautious. We spent a lot of time working, schooling, interacting with folks. Clients want an opinion. They want you to tell them, if it were my mom, if it were my brother, if it were my business, this is what I would do. And I think so many folks are so afraid of being wrong, misspeaking, making any kind of mistake, that they don't give real advice. They give you the three names instead of, no, you should talk to Andrew. He's the guy for you. Like, I think our business misses that a lot. And I also think we spend too much time in analysis. So you hear that analysis paralysis thing. With us, we talk internally like we're the Navy SEALs of accounting. Like anytime, any place, anywhere, we're ready to fight right now. So you have a question, I'll get it today. I think so. Speed and empathy are two things that are grossly missing in my experience. And when I speak with potential clients, that's the feedback I get. They're like, wow, you guys are really fast and scrappy. And I appreciate that you actually care about the outcome.
I love how you focus on those two things, speed and empathy. You're right. Those are two powerful things. And sometimes people might have one, sometimes people might have the other. But I love how you say that you really focus on the two and bring them together. So it leads me to this last question is, how would you say, Brendan, that you and CFO Hub are leading the way in your industry?
I would tell you again, it's with the speed and empathy. We're fast. You can call, inquire on our website, reach out to any of my biz dev folks today. You'll get on the phone with somebody today. And then within 24 to 48 hours, you're going to be speaking with an expert in your vertical with expertise who actually cares about your outcome. And it might be the way we compensate. It's more likely the way Mark Jacob, our operations leader, hires. But we just get the right folks in the right spaces. So when we connect a prospect with one of our consultants, all of which are W-2 to us, so there are people, you just get a real connected relationship. And we, many people may view us as a vendor. We don't view ourselves as a vendor. We're a partner. We're your accounting team. We're part of your company because we care. And again, you know, some people say, oh, that's corny. That's California rubbing crystals together, vibe, energy. It works. It's a real thing.